time to talk some Red Sox as we are joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Trenny Kuznarek of Comcast Sportsnet New England, if she's not being drowned out by the sounds of no diggity.
No, now I'm being drowned out by the sounds of someone wheeling something like huge and ginormous through the concourse. The sounds of the baseball stadium.
Yeah, it is. Just another afternoon at Fenway Park. Well, Trenny, great to have you with us. And let's start with last night. And poor Stephen Wright, that guy deserved better than the way that whole thing went down.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I tweeted in the ninth inning when Zach Putnam walked the third batter and there were the bases loaded, three walks, no outs. I said, if the Red Sox don't score here, they don't deserve to win. All they had to get was a sacrifice fly. That's it. A dribbler out of the infield, and they couldn't get it. I mean, it was stunning to me, and an unfortunate loss. And then obviously, you know, Craig Kimbrell coming in and giving up the two runs then in the top of the 10th, and that's all she wrote.
Now, when you have to lean on young Ryan Lamar as your last ditch to win the game in the ninth inning, is that a further sign that this is not a team right now that has a great deal of depth?
Yeah, I mean, you take a look at who their options were. I mean, Dustin Pedroia, they were trying to get him a day off, and they ended up having to use him, obviously, in the bottom of the ninth and then at second base in the 10th. And then you're left with Marco Hernandez, Sandy Leon, and Devin Marrero on the bench after using Ryan Lemaire. You know, and Sean McAdam, my colleague today, wrote a column about just how few plate appearances. I think the guys, if you take Sandy Leon out of that group of four guys, they have a combined 33 major league plate appearances between them. That's just not what you need. If you're going to be a good team, you know, deep into September, into October, you need guys that can come off the bench and do something for you. And obviously they're going to get that back. They're going to get Blake Flyhard back in July. They'll get Brock Holt back soon. He was in five innings last night in Pawtucket. I think he had two doubles. Next outing, he's going to go seven innings tonight. He'll then have a day off, and he'll go nine. So probably within a week, he'll be back. So they will get some reinforcements, but I'd keep an eye on that as a move that Dave Dombrowski may have to make as well.
Now, also, Yoan Moncada sent up to Portland, the Sea Dogs and the Double-A franchise. Does that mean that they're eyeing him as a possible help down the road, perhaps in August or September?
You know, I'm not sure, guys. I think they're going to be really cautious with him, being as sort of like what happened with Bruce Nicastillo. Not that they're the same player. Moncada seems to be a much better all-around baseball player, a much better hitter than Castillo. But, you know, keep in mind, he's only been playing really, you know, organized American baseball for, what, the last year plus? I don't know. I could be wrong. I have a hard time seeing them maybe exposing him, especially if they're in a run, exposing him that early and rushing him up just because the transition is so difficult. But if he tears it up at the next level, it may be hard for them. If they can't make a move and they can't get some bench depth, you know, their hands may be tied. They may have to bring him up.
We're talking with Trenny Kuznarek, Comcast Sportsnet New England. Tonight, Clay Buchholz back into the rotation. And, it had to happen eventually. And we've said it before. There's not a lot out there in the market for starting pitching at the trade deadline. Is there anybody out there who would be better than Clay Buchholz? And the answer is probably not.
Well, there's definitely guys out there that are better than Clay Buchholz. It'll just cost you a lot. One of the guys is starting tonight for the White Sox, and Chris Sale. The White Sox, since making the move for James Shields, you know, when they were a couple, they've just plummeted in the standings. I think right now they might have the fifth or sixth worst overall record in the majors. So they've taken a real dive. So there's also Jose Fernandez. I know, we've been hearing that the Red Sox have been kicking the tires on him with the Marlins. You have Sonny Gray out in Oakland that I think conceivably could be better than what you've got now. Julio Teheran in Atlanta. So there are guys out there. The question is, how much are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up an Andrew Benintendi? Are you willing to give up a Yoan Moncada? Are you willing to give up a Mookie Betts or a Xander Bogaerts? My guess is on especially those two guys who have already established themselves as probably all-star starting major league players if the voting continues. I don't know that you want to give up those two, but it's going to cost a lot to get a frontline starter. There's nobody like last year. There's no David Price on the market, sort of a rent-a-player.
After three last-place finishes in 4 years, is there even more pressure on Red Sox ownership and management to maybe give up more of the future than they would like to get a guy who could be a difference-maker down the stretch?
Yeah, I think there's pressure on Dave Dombrowski to make his mark and to leave it and leave it early. He's known. I mean, you know, if you follow Dave's career at all, I mean, he was an aggressive guy in Detroit. You know, my line of thinking always is you don't know what you're going to get in a prospect. I mean, it could pay off. You know, you could give up an all-star down the road, but you don't know. To me also, when you look at the pitching depth in this organization, it's not as though you look and you go, okay, let's not give up our hitting prospects because we've got a bunch of old guys on the roster and we can't afford to get rid of hitting prospects and we have a plethora of good pitching prospects coming up. I mean, give me a name that stands out to you on any of those minor league rosters that you say that guy is on the verge of being an impactful major league starter. I mean, there's really nobody. You know, the guys that they have drafted, Trey Ball and Michael Kopech have struggled. Henry Owens has strugged. The Roenis Elias deal did not work with Seattle. Brian Johnson is still dealing with his anxiety issues. So, to me, if they can get a pitcher who's under their control and they have to give up an Andrew Benintendi and a Yoan Moncada for it, in my estimation, that's not a bad move because looking down the road, that person would solidify your rotation, and your starting eight outside of the pitcher are pretty set for a while here.
When Dave Dombrowski came in, a lot of people were quick to blame Ben Cherington for some of the troubles the team has had in recent years, but my gosh, this team on the field is primarily guys that were acquired by Cherington, and let's not forget, he's the guy who traded for Stephen Wright as well. Are we in the process of reevaluating Cherington's performance?
I mean, actually, if you look at it, a lot of the guys that are out there are still the product of Theo Epstein.
He
drafted Mookie Betts. He drafted Jackie Bradley Jr. He signed David Ortiz. He signed Xander Bogaerts in the International League. So, I mean, I think it's a combination of Theo and Ben Cherington. But I would say when people look at the team that's out there now, I think he also drafted Travis Shaw. Theo Epstein did. So I think when people actually look at the success of this team, they're looking as far back as Theo, not so much Ben Cherington.
Is it possible with 3 weeks or so to go that we could see Stephen Wright as the starter for the American League in the All-Star game?
I think so. I mean, he's got the best ERA in the majors. I don't know why. I mean, what else could he possibly do? Or the best ERA in the American League. I mean, what else could the guy do? The only thing I can think of is that, you know, you wouldn't want a knuckleballer starting, but why not? I mean, he's proved to be almost unhittable. And if I'm the, you know, if I'm the AL manager and it's Ned Yost, right?
Yeah.
So Ned Yost. I'm Ned, and Ned loves those gritty kind of guys. Why wouldn't you take Stephen Wright?
Absolutely. Tonight, it's Chris Sale and Clay Buchholz, the Red Sox and the White Sox tonight. Trenny, as always, thanks for being with us. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me, guys.